This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day, welcome to Better Than Yesterday. Hey, how you going?
Osher here. Thanks for being a part of the show. This is a podcast that's here to help you make today better than yesterday. Something you hear on this show guaranteed to help you make this day better than the previous ones. That's it. Something we do all the time here on this show. We're here Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. Been here since 2013. Mondays and Wednesdays I'm here with a guest. Fridays I'm here with you. My name's Osher. I'm a TV host. I'm an author. I'm a podcaster. I'm a dad. I'm a stepdad. What else am I? I'm a hip replacement surgery recoverer. I'm a glasses wearer. I'm a help desk on hold music memorizer. Done a lot of help desk on hold. Boy, it's been tough on the phone with the internet company. I know all their songs. And you can always find me, send Osher email at gmail.com is where I am. Last week on Friday, I answered a question, which was great. I was talking about whether or not to have kids when thinking about climate anxiety. And so I thought I'd answer another question. Super easy. Send Osher email at gmail.com. This one has come in from, let's call them Douglas. It's not their real name. Long-time listener, living with anxiety, becoming more aware of my safety behaviours, but first-time emailer. Hey, Douglas, thank you so much. I used to work for a startup, one that I decided to leave because the hectic and unstructured pace made me feel panicked. One of the people I was mates with there said something that hurt me when I left. They said, it's a shame you couldn't stick it out. This particular person was very vocal about the cold showers they took in the morning, posting on LinkedIn constantly that they'd taken 650 cold showers. It made me think, why do we put such an emphasis on how many times we've done things? In the cricket, they say you're only as good as your last innings. This is true. So why does it matter? Do we humans seek validation when we do something out of the ordinary? Is my reaction of annoyance tied to that hurt feeling I have from what this person said to me over a year ago? Well, Douglas, I appreciate the question. I'm not a psychotherapist, but I appreciate, A, you had a good boundary about, you know, not everyone's right for every job. I dig it. And if the place was hectic and unstructured and the pace was too much for your health, you have a good boundary around that. You chose to go find something else and another way to make money. That's awesome. Someone said it's a shame you couldn't stick it out. Fuck them. What you choose to do with your time is completely up to you. And fuck them. Douglas? Yeah. But they're judging you from their value system about they may be willing to make sacrifices that will harm them and ultimately about being exposed to a hectic pace and an unstructured, you know, workplace. They may be willing to endure more of that or deal with the side effects of that more than someone like yourself. And that's fine. It's up to them to deal with the stresses and the pain and the no sleep and the impacted personal relationships and the busted back from a bad chair. You went, nah, not for me. And you'd left. And that's totally, totally fine. As far as performatively posting on LinkedIn, which is Facebook for corporates, how many cold showers they've had? Yeah, that's someone who's, you know, definitely seeking validation and is only feeling good if other people are saying that's good. And that's fine. But mate, their garden, their path. All right? Their garden, their path. There's a saying that I learned. I believe it's translated from Hebrew, Douglas. And there's two versions of it. Millionaires wear Gucci sneakers. Billionaires wear New Balance. And the other one that I really loved, when you shake a full piggy bank, it makes no noise. So the signaling and the grandiosing of, you know, one's own achievements is probably a way, I don't know, to, let's just say, having your achievements speak for themselves, in my experience, has always been something that has led to far more long-term positive effect on my life and my career versus bleating about it and posting about it at every opportunity. So yeah, I'm A, stoked for you that you took that move and you went, yeah. I mean, startups are exciting, and part of being at a startup is we don't know if this is going to work. We're going to run out of cash. We better ship this product. You know, that's all part of it, and that's exciting. But if it means that you can't do the job that you're getting paid to do, or it's starting to have an effect upon your life that you're not willing to trade off for the cash you're making, by all means, you can do whatever you want. And Captain Cold Showers can, you know, have as many cold showers as he likes. But up to him. It's fine, man. I'm really stoked that you did that. Good on you. Good on you for doing it. And thanks for emailing. I'm just here to reassure you. I guess you did kind of write a bit that in your email about, you know, that were you just annoyed at him? Yeah, that sounds like an annoying person to work with as far as I'm concerned. But their garden, their path. If that's what they do and that's how they live their life, then their choices are theirs to make. And yeah, it was a bit shit that he said that to you, but you have your reasons. He's got no fucking idea or no reason or no business to know why it is you're choosing to leave. And, you know, you could have had, family members sick. You could have had all kinds of things going on. That's nobody's fucking business but yours, mate. So wherever you're working right now, I hope it's great. I hope you're having a great time. And I hope life is wonderful. So thanks for emailing, mate. I'm really grateful that you listen and have been listening for a while by the sounds of things. And I hope you keep listening because I like having you here and I like making this show and I like it when people write to me. Send osheremail@gmail.com is my email address. Thanks, Douglas. Thanks for that. Monday's show, I'm pretty excited about. I think we've only done one of these before. Monday is a live recording of a conversation that I had with Courtney Act. We launched her book together on a very wet night in Oxford Street. And Courtney and I go back a long way, like a really long way. And we get right into that. But I thought it would be just great to, when, you know, Shane asked me, he said, can you come and do it? I said, yeah, man, do you mind if I record it and make a podcast out of it? And he was right into it. And so when I spoke with Courtney, it was great. And it was a good vibe in the room. And I really hope you can get amongst it and be a part of it because it's great. It's a brilliant conversation and I'm thrilled that I get to bring it to you. And I certainly hope we can do more live stuff in the new year. But that's Monday. Courtney Act's got a new book out. It's called Caught in the Act, as you would. And I'll see you on Monday for that. Until then, stay safe, wash your hands, wear a mask, check in, check out, show your passports, fax passports, that is. And yeah, sleep well and dream of beautiful things.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.